We are talking about The 5 Love Languages, The Secret to Love That Lasts by Gary Chapman. If the amount of love in your relationship was measured the same way a gas gauge measures the amount of fuel in a vehicle, where would your love gauge fall? Empty, full, or somewhere in between? Gary believes we all have emotional love tanks, and that when couples are struggling with misbehavior, withdrawal, harsh words, critical spirit, and so on, it's likely due to their individual love tanks being on empty. Gary says, "I'm convinced that keeping the emotional love tank full is as important to a marriage as maintaining the proper oil level is to an automobile. Without oil, the car is going to die, and without love, your relationship is going to die too." Filling the love tank isn't as easy as pulling into a gas station, though. The reason being, people experience love in different ways. So we may think we're filling our partner's love tank, but in reality, they are running on empty. Which is why today's objective is to understand the 5 different ways people experience love and identify both your love language and your partner's. As I review the love languages, try to identify how you experience and give love. First up is words of affirmation. This is basically just complimenting your partner, both publicly and privately. Gary says compliments are best expressed in simple, straightforward statements of affirmation, such as, "You look sharp in that suit." But don't be lazy and use the same old compliments or only compliment their looks. Compliment your partner in all areas of their life, such as their work, parenting, homemaking, their attitude, and accomplishments. Have a goal to give them one new authentic compliment daily and start a gratitude journal about your spouse to help you. Next up is quality time or undivided attention. Gary says a key ingredient is giving your spouse quality time is giving them focused attention, especially in this era of many distractions. So put down your cell phone and commit time daily to your partner. I understand that life is busy, but are you really too busy for love? It's easy to slack off on this, so try to make it a daily ritual that will turn into a habit, and don't forget to go on date nights too. Receiving gifts is the next love language. Gary says that people who experience love through gifts see that gifts are an outward visible symbol of your love. Without gifts, they may question your love. Now, you don't necessarily need to spend money on these gifts, but if you do, make sure it's in alignment with what you can afford. If you're struggling financially and you buy something extremely expensive, it's going to stress your spouse out. And if you're financially very wealthy, but you buy them a gift from the nickel and dime store, they may feel that you're cheap and they aren't very valuable to you. Gary says it's a great idea to start a gift notebook and record gifts that your partner has been excited about in the past or things they've mentioned that they like. Now, next up is acts of service, and it really complements gifts well because you probably can't buy something for your spouse every day, but you can certainly commit to doing nice things for them daily. Acts of service is just willingly, without being nagged, doing kind chores or thoughtful actions for your spouse. Something you know they would appreciate. And it's critical that acts of service is done in a loving spirit. If you feel resentful or like you need to be keeping score or that you need a golden star, you're coming from the wrong place. And I realize that acts of service requires effort. So if need be, start small and just commit 5 minutes daily to something kind for your spouse. So making them coffee, helping with dishes, switching over the laundry. Let's move on to the last one, which is physical touch. And again, this is one of those things that gets neglected due to our busy schedules, but we want to commit time daily to showing physical affection, whether it's a kiss before or after work, snuggling while you watch TV together, or holding hands when you're walking next to each other. Now, of course, sex is important too, but so is touch without the expectation or intent for sex. So those are the 5 love languages, and typically people have a primary love language, so keep in mind, just like in spoken language, you can be bilingual and experience love in multiple ways. Let's figure out how to discover your love language and your partner's. Gary gives us 3 ways to do this, and this is what's on the actualization worksheet. So the first way is just to ask yourself, what does your spouse do or fail to do that hurts and upsets you the most? Also, what do you do that upsets your spouse the most? So for example, if your partner gets the most upset when you come home late from work, quality time is likely their love language. Now, another way to identify your love language is, what do you request the most from from your spouse, or what does your spouse request the most from you? So are you always asking if you look okay, or if they think that your action was a good idea? If so, words of appreciation and affirmation is likely your love language. The last way to find out your love language is, what way do you typically express love, and how does your partner express love to you? So we typically express love in our primary love language. So if you're always doing things for your partner, your love language is probably acts of service. And if they're always touching you, their love language is probably physical touch. That's it for the five love languages. I didn't discuss healthy communication, which is obviously important to maintaining a healthy marriage or relationship, and that was covered in this amazing book. So check out the book or my other book reviews of How to Win Friends and Influence People and The 5 Keys to Mindful Communication. All those reviews are on healthy communication and healthy conflict resolution. This book was a great read, and he has a ton of free content on his beautiful website, so please utilize his website, and let's end with a quote as always. Love is something you do for someone else, not something you do for yourself. Gary Chapman. Now you make it a great day.